Today we're going to talk about business plans, and I am going to lead you through the blank business plan document, Excel spreadsheet, that will serve as a template for your business plan going forward. Now, if you've had any experience with business plans in the past, this may not look exactly like ones you may have seen. This is a simplified business plan, simplified strategic plan, that is intended to cover all the areas of a traditional business plan without the complexity of some of the typical standard models, ways of doing it that are very structured, very rigorous, having a lot to do with skills you develop in business school. So for heart-centered businesses, we are still going to plan. It is still a critical, important part of the process. And without making it too complex, and thus I have found with myself and my clients, if it's too complex, we don't do it. And the point of a business plan is to actually do it and to revise it and to have it be a living, breathing document you use to guide and steer your company. So we'll jump in. If you open the document, or hopefully it's already open, but please do open the document now. The best way to absorb this information is to be looking at the document. You'll see that at the top, Strategic Plan 2013 through 2015, this is intended to be a three-year plan. 3 years, 1 year, and then obviously tactics, strategies used within that year to achieve the goals. So, because it's so important, at the very top you see initiated, and I inserted 6/15/2013 as your initial business plan date, and revise that, amend that, whatever date you start with. It can be approximate, and yet it we want to have the start date, and then also the revised date. So with business plans, reviewing them, revising them, refining them every quarter, once every 3 months, is a good standard to start with. It will mean that this business plan can be the steering, visioning document you use to rudder your business. And yeah, every time you update it, you update the date. So you know at which point in time you were planning, you were metric, you know, putting a metric by it as well. So the first element there is the mission. This is your purpose for existing, your business's purpose for existing. The second one is your vision. This is your dream for tomorrow. This is your heart's desire. This is where you want your business, your mission, your message to go. Next is your values. This is very important to your business. What does your business, what do you, we're heart-centered businesses, so there is no separation between ourselves and our business. What do you, what do your business stand for? What are the values? What do we believe in? And then the business profile. That is the products and services, programs that you offer within your business. And this can be relatively high level insofar as you provide coaching, consulting, graphic design, copywriting, those kind of things. You don't have to get into minutiae here. The first section of the grid you'll see is management and administration. Now notice above that it says principal goal areas in that leftmost column. And then the next column to the right, those are your 3-year goals. And in the 3-year goal column, we want to be placing a goal for this year, next year, the following year, and some detail, some information about what that might look like given the principal goal area to the left. So for example, with team members, your first year goal may be yourself. It's just you. Your second year goal could be to add an administrative person, even part-time, a VA, a virtual assistant. Could be also to add marketing, graphic, technical support. And then your 4-year or your 3-year goal could be that you're starting to duplicate yourself. You're starting to add team members that can either help you sell, help you serve clients, deliver your services, and any of these may come sooner or later. That's just a general idea. Now, for your annual goals of team members, this is where you'd brainstorm 2013 and add, and it, you know, maybe in the fourth quarter of 2013 is when you want to hire a virtual assistant. So here's where you would break things out more monthly or quarterly, which is every 3 months, into your planning. And then the rightmost column, strategies, this is where you brainstorm what kind of strategies and tactics you need to take in order to achieve the goal for 2013, 2014, 2015. In planning, we can sketch out the 2014, 2015 goals, and for the current year is where we can get much more specific. It's in terms of planning, setting benchmarks in 1 to 2, 3 years is a good planning strategy, and we may not be able to see specifically what those exact tactics and strategies will look like. It's okay if you do, we just may not. So fleshing out all that minutiae is unnecessary beyond that current year. Now, before I move down the spreadsheet, just to say, we'll be talking live in class a lot about examples, how to fill these cells, how to fill these boxes out. And so that's where we'll get more into the examples. For now, I just wanted to run through the actual spreadsheet because it can take a while. And I want to have this under your belt before we are on the phone live and can really have a dynamic conversation. You'll also see in team members roles and goals. So that's where you would specify that this is a virtual assistant, this is a marketing person, this is a technical person. The next row down, which is outsourcing, hiring, and purchasing, this is where it would be the outsourcing, it would be the vendors. It could be in terms of purchasing collateral material, promotional materials. It could be outsourcing, you know, outsourcing would also be your graphic design, technical, and even virtual assistant. So this is a little duplicative of the prior one, the distinction being team members ultimately may be someone you put on staff that literally, you know, works for your company, isn't outsourced help. The next row is client care and service. This is where you would specify number of clients, what kind of, which are goals, goal clients, and then the types of services on a high level. you provide. The strategic planning is really as simple as noting here, committing, declaring that once a quarter you will revisit this business plan and revise it and refine it and toss sections out if that's not where you're going anymore, and really have it be a living, breathing, current snapshot of your business. Now, the charity focus, some folks may not be there yet, and that's fine. Since we are heart-centered businesses, often we either have endeavors on ultimately establishing a foundation or philanthropy as part of our business or as an offshoot of our business, or we are planning on actively supporting causes and foundations and philanthropies that we believe in that align with our values and the values of our business. The next section, everyone take a deep breath, is finance. Now, this can wig some people out. This needn't overwhelm or be scary. This is about how you plan on running the finances in your business. How you are going to set up your checks and measures, your bookkeeping, your accounting, your tax consultant. You know, maybe you're outsourcing your taxes now because it's business taxes. I would suggest that. And the third row is your business income. This is where you're stating revenue from your business at your three-year goal, your annual goal, and some strategies. With the bookkeeping and accounting, here it may be as simple as establish a bookkeeping system. Maybe purchase QuickBooks. It might be outsource a bookkeeper. The next section is technology, and whether you have a website already or not, this would be your planning towards updating it, refining it, building it, if that's where you're at. So the first one is website, and it could be just to build your website by August 15th. It then could be, you know, expanding your platform in 2014, expanding the depth and reach of your business, of your website. Now, your mail distribution and your autoresponders, those are two components of your communication, technological communication with your prospective clients, with your clients. They often come as part of the same service, like MailChimp or Constant Contact or Infusionsoft. We'll talk much more about all of those vendors. That's how you, A, send out emails to your list, to your prospects, to your clients. That would be the mail distribution part. And the autoresponders are the automatic messages that can be composed and then distributed without you touching anything. Someone signs up for your newsletter, they automatically get a thank you. They automatically get put in a line, a queue, what's called a drip campaign, where every several days you're sending an email out. There's a distinction here with the mail distribution of a broadcast email, which is when you're just blasting everybody, and then a more pointed campaign towards specific markets and about specific products or programs that you're offering. Next is your programs and products. The first one is your coaching or consulting programs. This is your actual service. This is one-on-one coaching, group coaching, one-on-one consulting, corporate consulting. And we'll go deep into this section live. The next is coaching products. That would be any downloadable products, home study courses that you may have or plan to develop. Some of this is planned to develop. And next is your program and product development. That's when you are, this is your research and development phase. This is the schedule, the goals, you know, what do you want to create? What do you want to have in your program and product arsenal this year? Could just be one-on-one clients and group programs. It could also include developing a product later in the year, developing a product next year, 2014. It could be your free giveaways. It could be your audio blasts or audio tracks that you use as part of your marketing. This could be video products, video programs. And again, we will go much deeper into this when we're live. Now, the next section is marketing and sales. So here we have your three-year goals, your current goals, and your strategies for sales. So these are the number of clients, the amount of revenue, if you want to tease that out, the number of clients you want year three, year two, this year, and the number of clients by month, by quarter, for your annual goals. How many clients do you want to acquire, and at what kind of programs would they be part of? Looking to leverage ourselves, so knowing that as an entrepreneur, we have many more duties than just servicing the client. We have the administrative, we have the marketing, we have the networking, we have the, all of it has to be fit in. And unless we want to be working 80 hours a week, starting to leverage ourselves from the beginning, that's part of the autoresponder mail distribution, making it easy on ourselves. We don't have to remember as much. We don't have to send individual emails or try to send emails to a lot of people that and have to do it in groups of 25, lest we pick up the suspicion of spam filters who don't like it when they see emails to 300 people, blank, carbon copied. Now, the mailing list is the next row. That would be your goal for how many people you want on your list. So you may be starting with 250, you may be starting with 4,000. How many people per year, per quarter, in terms of this year, do you want to increase to your mailing list? And then the strategies we can talk about on the live call. Next, we have the website and your blog site. So this is a little duplicative of the technological part of the website, but more on the marketing side. So what kind of content are you planning to provide on your website this year, next year, the following year? What is your plan in terms of blogging if you choose to begin that this year or next year? You don't have to start it at the beginning. It's a good idea ultimately, although not a huge priority in my mind for the entrepreneur at the very beginning or even still in the growth phases. I'll talk a lot about that down the line in a few weeks. So the next one is your three-year goals for joint ventures, and that's partnering with other people who are either similar to you or have similar audiences and markets to you, and partnering with them as you partner with them, what can happen is some really wonderful relationships and partnerships where there's mutual support, mutual respect, friends develop. It can be very cool. And we will talk much more about that in the communication and connection phases of the process. And the next one is affiliate marketing. Now, that's very similar to joint ventures, it's a little more about just helping people out, promote their products or services, and less about a long-term, necessarily, relationship where you may be co-teaching, you may be teaming up to hold events, you may be interviewing each other. Affiliate marketing is just a little less, I don't want to call it long-term because an affiliate relationship can last for years. It's a little less mutually supportive. It's supporting each other, and yet it's not like you're going to teach a class with that person. You probably won't do an event with that person, but very similar in general. The next section is social media and viral marketing. Now, this is more about your goals in terms of building social media presence, Twitter, Facebook, LinkedIn, etc., etc. And again, we'll talk a lot more about that in the coming weeks. And then the last section is more of a cash flow or calculation model where we're estimating the one-on-one programs, the one-on-one coaching or consulting we're offering, and the amount of times per year, per month, your projected clients, the number of clients you intend to have, and then the cost as you know it today, you plan on charging them, that you're charging them now. Now we're going to talk more about pricing strategy and giving ourselves a raise and really, really valuing your gifts and services. For now, just put what you're comfortable with. Now the calculation for gross revenue is you are then multiplying projected clients times the number times per year and then the cost for that service. And that's your gross revenue for the year. And then you divide that by 12 to get your average monthly revenue. And then your net average monthly income. This would be less commissions or whatnot where you have joint ventured or are an affiliate for someone and they sent something out for you, they made a lot of money for you, and so you are giving them 10 to 30% of the cost of whatever service, program, or product they have helped you sell. You'll see to the left the individual coaching, consulting, group coaching, consulting, teleclasses that you're charging for. You can have group programs that are inexpensive, group programs that are more expensive, group programs that are lots of people, few people. This can be events, this can be products, this can be affiliate marketing income, where just like you paid out when someone helped you get a client, helped you get a referral that closed in a sale, you're referring other people, you're helping other people, you're mailing for other people, and were you to refer a closed sale to them, they would send you 10 to 30% of that price. Now, again, we're going to go over this in class live. This audio is to serve to familiarize y'all with this general template. and what the different sections are, and so we can spend our time together going through examples, going through some ideas of strategies, and also brainstorming for your specific business.